is austerity. Austerity, the vehicle of the upper classes to screw us all down on some trick that somehow we have to pay for the debts caused by, not us, but by a corrupt banking system that nearly bankrupted this country. And what Jeremy represents is the first time we've had a Labour leader who's saying no to austerity, yes to investment in the future. Let's bring an economy together that delivers growth, jobs and prosperity, and brings this deficit down by bringing more taxes into the government's exchequers, rather than cutting spending, which always hits working class people. Now, our next speaker is going to tell you about this and how it affects women, because women really have been hammered hard by austerity. It's Jane Vincent. She's a local Labour Party activist. She's from Sheffield Healey CLP. She's the women's officer. She's speaking in a personal capacity, but she's going to tell you something that she really knows, speaking from the heart, how women have really been hammered by austerity more than anybody else. Jane.
Friends, comrades, truly tonight the sun shines down on the righteous. We're a socialist republic of South Yorkshire. Yeah. Soon to be here again. I'm speaking today in support of the leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, and his support for women's rights, for a future Labour government committed to ending inequality and ending the ravages of austerity by investing for growth in the economy. I brought a felt pen this afternoon to write my speech, and it wasn't my tears that have blurred them. It was the rain, which is why I'm so impressed that I'm standing here in the sunshine tonight with all of you. As explained, my name's Jane Vincent. I came back to the party last year. I'm Sheffield Healey constituency women's officer. That's one of 285 constituencies who nominated Jeremy. That's 85%. Only a year ago that he was elected our leader by a landslide, and he won because members of the party knew in their hearts and minds that business as usual was no longer an option. Labour lost the last two elections badly, and when we look across to Europe and we see other social democratic parties in crisis because they didn't stick to their promises in opposition, and they then embraced austerity when they got into power. As a woman, I also support Jeremy Corbyn for leader because he opposes austerity completely. We must remember it's women who are being hurt most by austerity. His leadership means Labour now proposes public investment rather than austerity and cuts. That means my life and the life of millions of women will be transformed for the better. Jeremy never, never voted for cuts. More importantly, he never abstained on welfare cuts.
Yay!
And of course, he unequivocally supports all women shortlists, which those of us in the Labour Party know are so important. And his shadow cabinet has had more women in it than at any other time in history. Now, as women, we must strive to extend that party democracy. We want a real women's conference with real power. Historically, Jeremy Corbyn has always campaigned against sexism, discrimination and bigotry. He's consistently spoken out on these issues, even when he and others were attacked for doing so. Let's not forget, he's always been a strong friend of the LGBT community. He's always But I returned when I saw Jeremy Corbyn's name on that ballot paper. I felt hope in my heart for the first time in 35 years. And on the day of the Chilcot report, it was evident to me who was a leader, who behaved like a prime minister should do. It was Jeremy Corbyn. Welcome that report. He identified what needed to be changed. He met with the families of the soldiers who were killed in the conflict, and then he did something that none of his other rivals for the leadership could have done. He apologised for the role of the Labour Party in the greatest foreign crisis since World War II. Way back to power. We can win if we emphasise growth and prosperity for everyone and reject the failure of austerity. We can win if we embrace diversity and we reject racism, we reject bigotry, and we reject division. Yes. We are building a party that puts people first. Labour now has a coherent and radical economic policy, borrowing to invest in growth, rejecting an unsustainable policy of borrowing to consume. We all need a Labour government which puts the interests of the majority first. We are on our way back to government. So let's finish the job by uniting behind the policies that have created the biggest political party in Europe. Woo! Lastly, I am fed up with people who claim to stand for women but do nothing and never self-criticise. It's simple. Put us in charge, empower women in the party, and let us decide who are our friends and who are not. Let us decide who will stand for active women's sections, who will stand for all women shortlists, who will stand for equality in the shadow cabinet, and who will stand for policies that really do defend women's rights. I want to urge you to support Jeremy Corbyn and stand with me and millions of other people. I know he's a true friend to women. Voting for him is a vote for other strong women, women like Angela Rayner, women like Diane Abbott, and all the other women who are empowered by his leadership. Stand with me, men and women, and let's support Jeremy Corbyn for leader. Now and forever.